Oh, he has stories all over Troy. I don't know how many stories he has. He's one of the sweetest kids I ever knew.
Leon's is pretty large.
It's an outfit, and he's one of the sweetest boys you ever want to know. I taught him junior high over there, and the junior high school was right. They lived on where the People's Bank Trust Company is now. That was their home. And he came in one day, all the buttons off of his shirt. He came from physical education to my class that year. And he came up to the desk and whispered, "I'm going to go get a shirt." I said, "Okay, run on." He ran through that and got himself another shirt and came back. But I just am very fond of him.
We're talking about selling, we're talking about the house you grew up in, or the two-story house. Is that the house you grew up in?
No, I stayed in that one. And I lived in that one, but Papa built a house out on First Avenue. That was a new neighborhood, and we moved out there. He built a cottage. It's been torn down within the past year. And then he bought two lots next door to that and built a two-story house that had four bedrooms and two baths. And we grew up in that. And then after he died, we sold the big house. And since then, we've been renting. We haven't bought another house.
You are.
Because Mama and I were the only ones. Mama and I and my father's two sisters lived with us.
But before they had the indoor plumbing, did you just have a...
an outhouse.
And,
mm-hmm.
Were the kitchens then built
onto the houses? There were. It were in my case. Now, the kitchen over here at Stuttering Hall is out away from the house, the old kitchen. But the Gilmans bought that house and owned it for 90 years. Mr. Gilman was a merchant. He's a German who came over here, and he was smart as he could be. And they had quite a large family. And they got tired of eating cold food, so they added the kitchen onto the house, which is used as the kitchen over there now. But there are two bathrooms that have been added on the back porch, upstairs and downstairs. But they had no bathrooms in the house as we know them. I guess they had dressing rooms or something like that.
The two-story house you grew up in, did you have a big porch on that?
We had a porch that went made a U on the front of the house.
Yes, ma'am.
And Papa had one side of it screened in with a ceiling fan on it. You could sit out there, and we had it was big enough to have a lot of chairs and a swing and everything. And then the other side, Mama had it glassed in and used it.
We had an extra lot and a half. And we had a garden out there. Had
what kinds of things? Barn.
We grew everything you wanted to eat. Corn, butter beans, and tomatoes, and Mama had okra, I know, and squash and things like that. Sure enough, garden. It was a good size. We always had a man to work in the yard, and a cook, and a maid, when we were little. See, we had good help, real good help. And Papa bought and sold cows. He just wanted to live in the country, tell you the truth. Well, when we first built out there, we had a great big barn because we always had horses. Then we drove to the carriage. We had a carriage that two horses pulled, and then we had buggies. And then we usually had one good saddle horse. And we had a barn big enough for them to have their stalls inside the barn. We had a loft.